Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Now 8:11 here on this Tuesday morning, and the investigation continues into that shooting, that high school shooting in Michigan, and what led to it, and who's involved, and the DA there, the prosecutor at least, it seems to be, she's looking for some people to take some responsibility. At least that looks that way. Fox News Radio's Jeff Benosso with us this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. And I think to make sure that cases like these never happen again, the Oxford Community School District, amid its plan to request a third-party probe, has turned down an offer by the state's attorney general to investigate the events that led up to last week's deadly shooting, for which a 15-year-old boy and his parents are charged. The district instead saying that it will use a private security firm, as it does appear the red flags were there and that the shooting could have been prevented. The Oakland County Sheriff's Office says had they been contacted that day about the shooter's behavior, bizarre and ominous notes a teacher found and the drawings appearing to depict killing, they would have searched his backpack. Nobody bothered to search the backpack, and that's where the gun was the whole time.
Well, the prosecutor, I've seen her commenting on the tube, and she's upset. This has really gotten to her personally. She's admitted, but like you were just saying, Jeff, you outlined all the warning signs that were there. Didn't a teacher or administrator think, hey, we got to do something about this?
Well, prosecutors say Ethan Crumley, the 15-year-old boy, is now charged as an adult. He posted on social media about the gun, calling it my new beauty. His mother also posted about the gun on social media, calling it his new Christmas present. Prosecutors say a teacher saw Ethan Crumley searching ammunition on his cell phone during class the day before the shooting and reported it to school officials. The school contacted Jennifer Crumley via voicemail and email, no response. She apparently later exchanged a text message with her son stating, quote, LOL, I'm not mad at you. You have to learn not to get caught. The day of the shooting, a teacher found a note on Ethan Crumley's desk that included a drawing of a handgun pointing at the words, "The thoughts won't stop, help me." Another section of the drawing of a bullet with the words "blood everywhere" written above it. My life is useless and the world is dead. Jennifer and James Crumley were immediately summoned to the school, and a counselor went into class, pulled him out of class. The kid grabbed his bag and they all met in the front office with the parents. The parents were told to get their son into counseling within 48 hours. Neither parent was asked to see their son. Neither parent asked to see the kid's bag. Again, the sheriff's office said they would have looked at the bag. The parents were told to take the kid out of school. They refused. They left without him. He was sent back to class along with that backpack, where that 9mm gun was loaded and ready to go, and nobody looked. And so the prosecutor that you mentioned, Karen McDonald, also leaving open the possibility that school officials could be charged potentially in this case.
All right. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate the information. Fox News Radio's Jeff Benosso. Yeah, and this is the same thing. I've been following the story, as many of you have. All these signs were there,
yep,
one after another, after another, after another, and nobody said, "Hey, time out! Bring these kids. If we need to, you know, I can't imagine. Maybe they don't have school resource police officers there, as we do here. But that's the first person in that situation. That's the first person I call and say, "Hey, we got a problem down here. You need to take a look." But I'll tell you, in all the interviews that I've done, and several of them over the past few years, with our security people at USD 259, Terry Moses primarily, they take this stuff very, very seriously.
Yeah.
And they're not going to have, there's a zero tolerance on a lot of this stuff. The warning signs were there. Oh, and some kids lost their lives because of that. Wow.
The warning signs were there. The parents seemingly just easily, just as irresponsible as the shooter himself. It's
this prosecutor, she's a toughie. She's not going to let him go. She's going to go after him. All right,
seems like there's a lot of people involved in this that really need to be punished.
Need to be
on a lot of different levels.
Right. All right, we just go on a little bit more of a positive note this morning. It is, of course, December 7th on this date in 2020. Something really big happened in the music industry that Jed, I know, is really concerned about, and that would be the Universal Music Publishing Group bought Bob Dylan's catalog for an estimated $300 million. And I don't know. I'm not a big Bob Dylan fan, as you know.
No, you or Ted both.
But people, you know, they love him. But I just never got into Bob Dylan, catalog or anything else.
I'm kind of indifferent. I don't really care one way or the other on Bob Dylan.
In Switzerland, a driver hated that a camera had caught him speeding again. So he went after it with a pickaxe, smashing it free from its mountings.
Speed camera.
Of course, the camera caught the whole thing, and the guy was arrested.
It's a camera.
There you go. And a new study found that 20% of adults have at least one tattoo. 20%. Here in Wichita, I would think that's probably a little higher. At my grocery store on a late Saturday afternoon, it's probably close to 75 to 80%. But I'm not going to say which store that is. The tattoo. Modern times.
You're only noticing it because it bugs you.
Oh, I know. It does. I find it annoying. And I have a couple of grandkids that have got little tattoos. All right.
Yeah, I don't have any tattoos, but I don't particularly have a problem with it either.
It's all right. I mean, it
happens.
It's art. It's a tattoo. I've always, they looked at my body and I thought, nobody can improve on this. right. Let it go.
I suppose that's one way to look at it.
That's my usual.
I kind of look at it the other way on that sort of thing. I look at my body and I'm like, nobody cares to see that, I don't want to show them any tattoos on it either.
I don't want to show off any. Okay.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.